While other New York counties have sold or privatized their nursing homes, Albany County's nursing home and what to do about it has just about everyone frustrated. It's been the topic of debate, argued for about 23 years or more, with no resolution in sight. County Executive Dan McCoy is waiting for the county legislature to approve a $400,000 per year lease agreement with Upstate Service Group, which would take over the facility with no loss of jobs and no changes in structure that would impact residents. McCoy says he put four options on the table about a year ago when he first took office, but only got one bid back to manage the home. He notes that every month of delay is $1 million in losses to the county as it struggles to keep the facility open.
The issue is that you have to wrap yourself around this whole idea, and you have to say what's best. And I say this, it's about protecting the seniors, our taxpayers, and accepting responsibility.
McCoy says he has appealed to lawmakers for help. He says many legislators claim they can turn the nursing home around, but can't back up their words.
I came into this body in 2000, and Mike Connors, our county controller, did an audit in 02, and he gave us a map to turn the nursing home around. We didn't follow it. My predecessor did one, I believe, in 08, 09. We didn't follow it. We did one when I was chair of the legislature. We did one in 2010, and we didn't follow it. We're good at talking. We're good at meeting. But you've got to have the end result for the taxpayers.
The lease with Upstate needs to be approved by the county legislature in order to obtain a certificate of need from the state health department and transfer the facility in July when current funding runs out. McCoy explains that if legislators can't make a decision or feel that raising taxes is the answer, they need to put the issue before the voters in November.
But I don't see that. I'm out. I'm talking to every municipality. I'm talking to all the leaders and talking to the taxpayers. I'm talking to the constituents I represent as county executive. They can't afford it. They want relief. People are having a hard time putting food on their table. They're having a hard time paying rent, paying the mortgage. We're going to tax them more. They want relief.
Sean Morris became legislative chairman when McCoy was elected county executive. He has been an active voice in favor of keeping the nursing home county run.
There's many who are concerned that privatizing a nursing home to a for-profit organization simply provides less quality of care. And I'm one of those people. I believe that the greatest commodity in the world today is not gold and platinum. It's the health care of human beings. And they're there to make money. And so when you're there to make money, certain things have to be cut. And when you cut certain things, they usually relate directly to the care of patients.
Morse thinks the issue will eventually come to a head.
Until then, I applaud both sides for doing their homework and moving in a direction that will allow us to come to some kind of decision in the next couple months.
McCoy stands pat in his belief that leasing the home is in the best interest of all. Morse says legislators are doing their diligence to go over every document and continue to have dialogue about the issue. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.